This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Oakland mayoral candidate Nancy Sidebotham is a tax preparer and longtime Oakland resident who's been involved with the community for decades. She ran for city council many times. This is her second go at the mayor's seat. Sidebotham told KELW's Janae Darden why she feels she can bring much needed change to Oakland.
Why are you running for mayor again?
I'm running because people need to hear the truth. We can sit there and say a lot of fluff and make a lot of promises and say what we're going to do, but unless you know the history of Oakland, you know why we're here, you can't change tomorrow unless you know where we've been, because Oakland's a unique city. If you can make it in Oakland, you can make it anywhere.
What do you think is the most pressing issue affecting Oakland right now?
Depending on who you talk to. If you talk to the residents of Oakland, it's the infrastructure. It's the streets. It's the illegal dumping. It's the homeless. It's a whole bunch of different things, but it's mostly the infrastructure and the fact that we keep paying and paying and paying, and we've got no services. When you talk to other candidates, they're going to say the most important issue is the homeless. My issue with the homeless is that's a county issue. It's a federal issue.
What issues related to infrastructure do you want to tackle immediately if elected?
Okay, when it comes to, well, the first thing I want to tackle is I want a complete audit of the city of Oakland.
A number of candidates have said that.
Well, they're also picking up from me because I was the first one that said it, and I've been saying it for the last 20 years. So when we're talking about infrastructure, we're talking about our roads, our streetlights, anything that holds Oakland together needs to be looked at. I mean, we aren't doing our own materials here in this country anymore. That's why we don't have jobs. And what did I hear on the news? The best year since 1986 or 96 that we've had the least unemployment, that everything is looking rosy. Excuse me, those numbers are based on who's not on the unemployment list. Doesn't count the people that are no longer on it. So it's a false pretense that's put out there, but it sounds good to most everybody. And we need to look at how many people don't have jobs, especially in Oakland. We passed an ordinance in this city saying you can't have big boxes in Oakland because it's a union town. I mean, big boxes aren't union jobs. Excuse me, unions aren't going to hire all these young men and women that need jobs, that are out there stealing from people, breaking into people's houses and stuff because they're told that they need an iPad or they need this, that, and the other in order to be somebody. And they're trying to support their family and stuff. We've got serious issues.
So you're for bringing big box stores to the city?
I'm for bringing anybody. I mean, if you go to Walnut Creek, you go to Emeryville, you go to Hayward, you go anywhere around here, Pleasanton. We're the only city that doesn't have an economic base. We have no sales tax base in this town. Yes, we have mom and pop stores. But would you rather shop at a Walmart versus going to a mom and pop store and paying twice the price for a dress? People don't have the money to spend in mom-and-pop stores. And mom-and-pops need to exist because they're renting, and the rents are high. So it's a catch-22 on how you look at all of this. That's why everybody's shopping on Amazon and stuff.
So you mentioned bringing big-box stores here for employment. What other plans do you have, if elected, for people to have jobs?
Well, we've had most of the manufacturing businesses have closed down in Oakland. One of the things we need to do is the Chamber of Commerce in this town need to start working together to start cleaning up the city and bringing jobs to Oakland. We have businesses coming to Oakland. I'm not saying that we don't have businesses coming here, but they're bringing their own people. They are not hiring. They're bringing people already set to go. All they're doing is buying a building and putting their people in there to work. We need jobs in this town. We need some kind of an outreach. I mean, we have all these trainings for building trades, et cetera, but there are no jobs. The unions have their people. They're not going to hire anybody else. And when they do hire people for short-term jobs, they're short-term. They're not long-term. And then all of a sudden, even though the city says that you have to hire a certain percentage of Oaklanders when you do a building, yeah, it lasts for a couple of weeks, and then all of a sudden they're disappeared. Nobody follows up on it because the city doesn't have the means to follow up on any of this, much less enforce it.
You said that homelessness is a county and a federal issue. How, if elected mayor, would you work with the county or the federal government to ease the homeless crisis?
Back when Occupy started and they came and they set up their tents outside there. That opened the doors for the homeless to come into Oakland. Because remember they were moving to Albany, and Albany, the UC kicked them off? They kicked them out. Where did they go? They came to Oakland. But the unfortunate thing is about Oakland is we don't have the resources to handle this.
You mentioned earlier about crime. How are you going to address crime as mayor? Which has always been an issue in Oakland for a long time.
It's been an issue for a long time. And it started when they brought drugs to Oakland and started trying to bring down the community way back when. I mean, it's been going on a long time. And how to bring down crime is you got to bring in jobs. You've got to bring in hope. You've got to give a reason for wanting to get away from crime. And we can offer a lot of things, but until you give them something substantial, something that they can actually touch and feel and be involved in, promises are empty. We've made the apples, the iPods, and whatever else that they sell. We've made them into $1,000 for one of these things, so they can sell them on the market and the black market out there. So they know if they go and steal it, they got a way to do it. So they go to jail. They're not going to stay in jail that long because we're not leaving people in jail anymore. And besides that, I call jail college for a lot of kids because they're learning to be better criminals. And they've got, and for them, that's a sign of courage, and it's a mark of, I did my deed and I've got, you know, notches on my belt. We need to change how we think about things. And that starts with the family and it starts with the schools.
Why should people vote you for mayor?
Because I know Oakland. I've lived here a long time. I've been involved in the politics of Oakland since the 80s. I know the players. Oakland's a machine-run city. And if you look at the money that people are bringing in, money controls people. I don't ask for money. People choose to give me some, that's their choice. But I'm not out there asking for money because I want to get elected because of what you give me. I want your vote. I want you to believe in me. And if I become mayor, the people that are going to work for me are people that know Oakland, that are involved in Oakland. I'm not bringing them from outside. I'm not bringing them in from New York or San Diego. I'm bringing people from Oakland that know Oakland, that want to make the changes in Oakland because they believe in Oakland and love Oakland.